from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
When you look at Alabama being in the first year under a new head coach who's never been in the SEC before, I think there's a legitimate case there for Ole Miss to be considered ahead of, you know, Alabama going into the season.
Cobb, we appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
That is David Cobb, of course, of CBS Sports. Time is running out to go take advantage of the free sunny summer getaway over at our friends at Robert Irwin Jewelers. It's been extended one more week, but it will absolutely end on August 3rd. So on August 3rd, that means you will no longer have the chance to take advantage of 40% off all engagement rings, but also you'll lose the opportunity to get a free vacation with every purchase of $24.95 or more. If you spend $24.95 or more, you can get a 3-night hotel stay at places like Myrtle Beach, Orlando, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Hilton Head, Anaheim, Las Vegas, and more. Spend $49.95 or more, get a $500 airfare credit and a 3-night stay at a resort in Mexico, Dominican Republic, Bahamas, or a select Caribbean island. Spend $79.95 or more and get a 4-night Carnival cruise that leaves from New Orleans with a $200 onboard credit. Or you can get a $500 airfare credit plus a 3-night stay in Orlando or Las Vegas with a $200 Visa gift card. You can also ask now and pay later with great financing options like 24 months, no interest, or you can take up to 60 months to pay at a low APR. And I'm not just endorsing them. I myself am a Robert Irwin Jewelers customer. It's where we got my wife's engagement ring. It's where we got our wedding bands. It is one of the greatest shopping experiences you can possibly have for something that can be quite stressful. They got 5 locations in Memphis and Little Rock, or you can shop online at rijewelers.com. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, all at Robert Irwin Jewelers. We come back. Let's get into the list. Also coming up during hour number 2, Coach Hurd's going to rank his top 10 NFL quarterbacks. We'll see how they match up. Let's get into all of the news of the day. We'll do that next, right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Jeffrey and company make a list of the biggest stories, both good and bad, that we need to talk about. This is The List.
You just made the list!
Presented by Birdies 901, Memphis's place for virtual golf. The List on 92.9.
Jay Huff.
You just made the list!
Yeah, we mentioned at the top of the show the Grizzlies have made a roster move, but it's not the roster move I think that has been at least... I don't know if it's expected, but everyone seems to be waiting for it. No, the Grizzlies have not signed a new contract with Luke Kennard. The Memphis Grizzlies have signed center Jay Huff to a two-way contract, the team announced Wednesday afternoon, according to the Commercial Appeal's DeMichael Cole. Center Trey Jamison was waived as a corresponding move. Huff, standing at 7'1", is a noted rim protector who is unafraid to step out and shoot three-pointers. He averaged 18.1 points, 8.5 rebounds, and 3.1 blocks with the Greensboro Swarm in the G League last season. He also shot 41.5% on three-pointers on 4.1 attempts. He was also the G League Player of the Year G League Defensive Player of the Year, all defensive team, as well as leading the G League in blocks last season. Okay, Herd, so here's my number one instinct, to act as if I can tell you, give you an advanced scouting report on Jay Huff. That would be remarkably disingenuous of me. All I remember about him was he was the really tall guy at UVA for like 5 years, it felt like.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm with you. I want to apologize. I know I'm like a big basketball guy with college and things, but...
You don't remember him on the circuit?
No, I don't think I played against Jay Huff. I don't remember us playing against him, and I didn't. I like Virginia basketball, but I can't break down his game. I guess he must have had a better summer league than Jamison, maybe, for them to go that extreme.
So it's funny that you mentioned that. They actually matched up with each other during summer league. Yes.
Did he give him the biz?
He was with the Orlando Magic during summer league. Huff mostly, DeMichael says, Huff mostly outplayed Jamison. Huff finished with 18 points, 3 blocks, and knocked down 2 3-pointers in a game that the Grizzlies won 104-98. And I don't know if that was maybe the swing game. I just always felt like with Jamison, and I know Chris Harrington has said this, the problem with Jamison is he is both raw and doesn't have the gift of being young and raw. He's kind of in that 24, 25-year-old and raw. And so, you know, I feel like in this spot, because really what I think we're talking about with the Grizzlies here is this is kind of the fifth big, the guy that will take over the Xavier Tillman role that we'll know, that we've seen. Like, maybe he goes 3 weeks without playing, but with some injuries, he's going to wind up playing, you know, a couple of weeks, playing a lot. I just feel like at that swing spot, they wanted something that was a little bit more polished and ready to go, even if maybe you're giving up the upside of Jamison.
For sure. like you say, at this point, I feel like the Grizzlies feel like we got everything else covered. So let's anybody else we have to sign, let's just go with bigs. Let's, like, whether it's two-way, whether they make us sign a 16 spot, let's just go with a big guy and figure it out and see who can be Edie up in practice or compete with him. But we're good on everything else. It seems like that's where they're at.
So he is originally from Durham, North Carolina, played at Voyager Academy, where his father was the head coach. His dad also played college ball at Pacific Lutheran. Piercy played very small school North Carolina, leading them to a Class 1A state title, earning MVP. He was a four-star recruit and played four seasons at UVA. He did go undrafted. He has played thus far 31 NBA games, averaging 5 minutes and 2.4 points. He did, throughout his course at UVA, 101 games, averaging about 18 minutes per game. But his junior and senior years, he averaged over 25 minutes per game and nearly 11.5 points with 7 rebounds. I don't know. It almost feels like now the Grizzlies, maybe you're kind of taking a chance betting on the idea that you've got a 7-footer that can maybe stretch the floor, if indeed the 3-point shooting's real. Kind of get your poor man's Porzingis type.
Yeah. Or maybe they need someone very tall for Edie to go against in practice.
I was kind of thinking, I was like, are we now just trying to get like the 4-year college 7-footer? Is that what they're looking to add?
Edie needs someone. He can't be banging up on the starters. We don't have anyone tall enough in the second unit. So I feel like, you know, with all due respect to this guy, you know, he might be a Edie practice player dummy type thing. But, you know, at some point, give us something.
All right, let's go with Bill Belichick.
You just made the list!
Yeah, we got to include this story because it includes your Niners.
Yes, sir.
This from ESPN. Bill Belichick had at least one offer to continue his NFL career on the sideline this season. Kyle Shanahan said on the TK Show podcast, hosted by The Athletic's Tim Kawakami, I believe, in an episode that was posted Monday, that he offered the former New England Patriots coach a spot on the San Francisco 49ers staff, but he was turned down. Shanny said, quote, "I did. I threw it out to him. He loves football so much that you never know what. I can't believe that he's not a head coach on a team right now. I know what I would do if I was an owner, so that shocks me. The last thing you want to do is to insult someone like Bill Belichick, but I know he just loves football in its simplest form, so I threw it all out there, whatever he wanted to do." That also included the team's defensive coordinator position, Shanahan said, a job that was ultimately filled when the Niners promoted Nick Sorensen to the road. "I was like, would you be interested?" And he was very nice and appreciative, but he politely turned me down. Of course, they are famously linked because Kyle was the offensive coordinator when the Falcons had the 28-3 lead. I still think Kyle gets too much blame for that, but also we can't ignore the fact that our boy has a tendency to not close out double-digit leads.
For sure. That hurts but me I still more than love anybody him. Personally.
I still, his offense is just the best.
Amazing.
It's like watching art.
It's amazing, but it's also like he's a regular season kind of like Dak. Also, it's been hurting us especially in the Super Bowl. He will get through the playoffs.
It's also though this weird thing. It's like, okay, first off, number one, Matt Ryan, don't give up the strip sack. Shanny had nothing to do with Edelman making one of the most ridiculous catches. I was telling John this earlier today. NFL Network's actually become what I've always wanted it to be, which is I don't really care about all the studio shows, the analysis. You've got the greatest library of all of sports that we want. You have the NFL library. Just show me old games, and now that's kind of what they're doing. That Super Bowl was on a couple of days ago, and it just makes you realize, like, the amount of things that had to happen to the Falcons to lose that game is still remarkable. And then when we're talking about the leads that were blown, okay, he blows the – and how much an offensive coordinator's solely responsible for a blown lead in a Super Bowl remains to be seen. But we are talking about blown leads to Tom Brady and twice to Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
The GOAT and the guy that might ascend him as the GOAT.
The two against San Francisco, and maybe this is just me being a diehard fan.
And what when she went in with Jimmy Garoppolo?
Yeah, but we had it in the bag, man. We're up 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 minutes, and I think you're supposed to get through it. And since he have continued to do it, I think you got to put some of it on him.
So the one that I would put on him is the last one.
For sure.
Because I still think going with Jimmy G against Mahomes, that's bringing a spoon to a knife fight. And Matt Ryan and Tom Brady, like, to me, Shanny's greatest accomplishment as a offensive mind is Matt Ryan has an MVP. Like, to me, like, it's like Matt Ryan was good, but MVP is a different caliber. The thing that I thought he screwed up with, kicking the field goal in overtime, Mahomes is on the other end. If you get a field goal, I don't know what the percentages would say of him actually scoring a touchdown, but in my brain, it was 100%.
For sure.
And so to me, it's like, go for it. Like, if you go for it and don't get it, I can live with that a lot more than kicking a field goal and just praying, because at that point, it just felt like whatever Mahomes needed to do, he was going to go do.
Always. Mahomes, I love him, but he has broke my heart too much. To the point, like, what happened last year with time running off, I don't even think I'm going to watch the Super Bowl again if we make it. If we're going against Pat Mahomes, I can't take it anymore.
I guess also, I'm trying to think of the other just felt like we, I think we criticized him for taking the ball in overtime, right? But then I think the problem is we criticized him for taking the ball thinking that it was the old rules, but then even the nerds pointed out it didn't really matter who took the ball
yeah.
First one way or the other. Like it ended up like being net neutral, whatnot. The one that I really thought was the mistake was when he didn't go for it on fourth down. Kicking a field goal just felt like the ultimate, like, let's get some points, maybe there'll be a bad snap.
He do get a little more conservative in the fourth quarter in Super Bowls. That's one thing. And I'm going to be real. I might sound like a sore loser. I started to think the NFL was a little scripted. And this is a 49er. I'm going to tell you why. We ultimately have some of the best defenses ever. And there's no way that as great as Patrick Mahomes is, I'm not understanding. In the last 2, 3 minutes, he's doing stuff that he go a whole field every time. But we have been the first three quarters, we have been containing him. We have been containing Tyreek. And for some reason, the fourth quarter, every Super Bowl against us, he just get magical. I don't know how it's happening.
But don't you think that's also like, that's like the, it kind of goes back to what we were talking about at the start of the show with Tatum, because I do agree with you. A big part of the Celtics dominating this year is they didn't ever have a ton of situational pressure put on them. Like, kind of the difference between the greats and the not so greats is what do you do when all the pressure's on, everybody's chips are down? Like, to me, it's the same thing with Brady. You could watch a game with Brady and think, like, I don't know, man, he's kind of not been that good. And then you got to the fourth quarter and you're like, he's the best.
Yeah,
and it's
for
just
sure.
The same thing with Mahomes. It's for like we're sure. Just living it all over again. It's just a different fashion. It's like, whereas Brady's more of a statue, Mahomes is doing it, you know, sometimes on the ground, whatnot. It just always feels like whatever he has to do, he's going to do that. And then this year, I think the thing that was even more infuriating is you're watching him do it and you go, I think the team around him kind of stinks.
Yeah.
Like, Kelsey's obviously still Kelsey, but like, their best receiver is what? Valdez Scantling? I mean, at times he's doing it with three tight ends, and you're just like, I guess if he's doing it this way, like, there's just no hope for us. It's just like, why even root for another team?
He's the greatest. Like we got coming up next. But I wish Bill would have took that, but I get why he did. And if the truth be told, as great as Kyle is, he should have offered him a different role. The head coach, and he became the offensive coordinator. That's what he should have and demoted himself. But you got to put it out there. And one thing would be probably a good topic at some point, Jeffrey, down the line. I cannot believe Bill Belichick do not have a job within 2 years of Tom Brady. Maybe it's three now. And as much as people say, what have you done for me lately? Maybe I'm confused on this because I'm totally throwing something. I don't know if you ever thought about this at the house or anything. I look at Bill Belichick as the greatest coach of all times in the NFL. The greatest NFL coach of all times, I mean, NBA, is Greg Popovich.
More so than Phil?
let's say give or take. Both of them give or take, right? But what I don't get, I think they're in the same, let's say one is more likable from ownership. I think they both had all the great players and did what they were supposed to do with them. We are going up on the 6, 7, 8 year that Greg have not made the playoff, and he is getting bigger roles with the Spurs. He is getting bigger extensions, and Bill go down 2 years, and I think he should have had 5, 6, 7, 8 years with everything that he has done for that organization for him to be the head coach. I mean, that's my take on that.
So I do agree with you about Popovich that he's getting a pass. I think the thing that Belichick, A, you're now starting to see, it feels like roster controllers have more power than ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what you start to see is in the NFL, it becomes such a kind of power meathead, like macho feud.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get these roster guys that don't want to deal with Belichick. And like you basically saw the same arguments. And then I think we did this overreaction of when we saw Brady immediately go to Tampa and win a championship, everyone just did the, well, it was all Brady. Like in the end. And I want to be very clear. I think players matter more. Like
for sure.
To your point though, name a great, like it's almost like to your point about like with Phil Jackson's, like we held it against Phil Jackson that he had Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, and Kobe and Shaq. It's like, name someone that's won championships that did not have great players. Like that's part of the prereq. But I think the other thing that he got caught up in is in the NFL, I think it kind of starts either with McVay or Shanny, however you want to. We started getting obsessed with the go find the young offensive wonderkin,
mm-hmm.
and we're looking for that. And then the league just started skewing younger and younger and younger in terms of coaches. I mean, we now have coaches that have guys on the roster that are older than them.
Yeah, I mean, coaches your age and stuff like that.
Well, I mean, when McVay was
like, he was 36, I think he was 5'4".
He was 36 when he got the job. And so I think that's kind of the other thing working against him. And then, rightly or wrongly, he's still considered defensive guy, and it feels like every owner just wants to hire offensive guys.
Yeah, yeah. And I get it. I think the only point I'm trying to make is that I think that was too quick of a leash. He deserved more. Because if we could take that same argument, Pop without Tim Duncan has been horrible. 15 games of year, 21 games, 28 games. And we have given him – think about it. Tim Duncan and Tony Parker and Ginobili have been gone for a long time. He has gotten number one picks and continue. They just gave him a raise to make him the highest paid coach this offseason. And he's the president. I feel like Bill Belichick did not give what he done to the game for Super Bowls 20 straight years. I might be a little off making the playoffs. I think that should give him more rope than 2 years of, you know, of course people don't like how he do things. Of course, I just think he should have had much more rope.
I think there's also this, it also kind of shows like narrative and perception. Pop, to me, like what he's the biggest benefactor of is that Tim Duncan is an all-time great that most people don't associate with being an all-time great. Like, because Duncan was boring, was not the marketing, you know, he was not shoved down our throats in terms of every time he's on TV. And it's like his great player, because it was Tim Duncan, it allowed for the narrative of, man, it's the Spurs system. It's the Spurs system. It's like, I don't know. I mean, Tim Duncan, I believe every year that he was healthy, never missed the playoffs. Like,
Tim Duncan, so I get the boring.
But you know what I mean? Like, so, like, we hold it against Phil Jackson that he had Jordan,
mm-hmm.
Shaq, and Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
We hold it against Belichick that he had Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I think Duncan, maybe he's not the all-time great. I don't know if he has a claim to that. But he is an all-time great player that most people don't associate with being an all-time great player. And so, therefore, Popovich gets more credit. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I would say the average fan because of boring. But Tim Duncan is labeled the number one power forward of all time in the NBA by most experts. He's the number one power forward. He also was the number one pick when Tom Brady was like 199 or something like that.
You nailed it.
You know, so I get it. I feel bad for Bill, man. I think that I don't want to take away the little Pop getting, but I'm saying there's no way Bill get treated like this. And Pop, to me, I think it's too wide of a gap.
No, we're saying the same thing because you and I, like, I'm saying like the because so much of this, like, some of it is just like a business thing where you're sitting there going, you know, what's a lot easier to sell. We got our Sean McVay. We got our Kyle Shanahan. They're going to put up points, and we don't have to worry about he's going to hire a great defensive coordinator. We don't have to worry about losing our offense.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like with Belichick, it's viewed as like you're going to have this like soulless product, and well, he couldn't do it without Brady. Even though, hey, guy did get to the playoffs with Mac Jones.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, like. I think it's the way that it went downhill. And then I think the other thing that we can't ignore is there has clearly been a smear campaign from Robert Kraft of Bill Belichick.
Yeah, a power struggle.
Correct.
And so he had an opportunity to do it when he went. But have you thought about this? I don't know if this ever came across you, Jeffrey. Some really, really good NBA coaches that have, like, okay, last year – three of the four of the last champions, when you had Milwaukee guy out,
yep.
You had the guy from the Lakers that won during the bubble, they was jobless. Or had got Vogel. Fired. They went jobless.
Vogel just got that bubble championship got Vogel the guaranteed deal that he just got paid out for Phoenix after 1 year. Okay. They fired him.
Fired him. So in a league that has been switching, Cleveland Cavaliers, Bickerstaff go three straight years in the playoffs, and you got Pop. I don't know if you're realizing this. That is constantly getting, like, nobody even talks about it. Like, I never heard on no show somebody say,
no, we need like to get on. It's like he has a job for life.
Yeah, I'm talking about even, like, the commentators like us, Stephen, they said, you never hear anybody been ripping him. It's like he has the ultimate Willy Wonka gold card or whatever. Like, nobody talks about it.
Well, I mean, I think it's interesting because in the end, it's like, I mean, I guess... certainly from the Spurs perspective, there is this idea that ownership, like in the end, it's always going to be an ownership decision. And so if ownership wants to get rid of you, but it's almost like his saving grace has been because he doesn't have the last 5 years, hasn't had good players. Everyone's like, well, what do you expect? Where you and I are sitting there with our hands up going, he's the president. Why doesn't he have good players?
Like he have a lifetime deal. Like, but do you think, I don't think the Patriots have a good roster either out the, you know, they used to always patch it together. The Patriots roster they would always cut people before it was time to pay them. They never had just, besides, you know, early in the days with Harrison and them boys on defense, they didn't always, you know, had Gronk, had Brady, but they would always think about it. They didn't pay Element. They would always just throw in, you get what I mean? So their rosters haven't been great, and it really wasn't great without Tom Brady.
Well, that's that's the thing. It's like what the Patriots roster was post-Brady was held against Belichick. What the Spurs roster's been post, I mean, I guess you really say really post Kawhi, more so than Duncan, but post Kawhi, it is not held against him.
No.
And I mean, it is interesting because I think Kerr kind of falls into the same category where, like, I mean, I do have a legitimate question of, I get it, maybe one of the hardest jobs would probably be trying to coach Team USA with the amount of egos, alphas, everything in that room. But it's like, I don't know, man. Like, he seems to have done pretty good when Steph, Clay, and Draymond were in their prime. But what's it like? Are we sure this guy's like this all
time? The greatest of all
time. It's part of the reason why I always defer to Spoelstra. Like,
he's big time.
No matter what Spoelstra has, they don't ever suck. And it's like, I kind of like give credit to that. Like, Kerr's got years where he's just cashing paychecks. All right, let's do it. Let's get into our top 10. We'll do our top 10 quarterbacks when we come back in the NFL. We'll do that next right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Inspired yesterday when we were discussing the fact that Jordan Love is expected to either become the highest paid or near the highest paid quarterback. And Herb was like, man, I don't know if he's top 10. Well, let's explore that top 10. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's hear yours first, and then we'll see where we disagree.
Okay.
Because I think this is actually hard.
It's very hard. So let me say this to you, Jeffrey. First of all, I might have to take a few steps back because when I thought top 10 would be easy, top 15 would be easy.
No.
It's not as many great quarterbacks as I thought. I might need to counsel NFL Network because there's no reason me looking at it this long. So this is where I'm at, Jeffrey. Start with 10, right? Is that how you do it? Or the other way? How
you can do it. You can do it any way you want, buddy.
Okay.
I'm good if you want to go. If you want to go, or reverse order.
You know what? My 10 is confusing, so I start at 1.
All right.
Okay. So for 1, I have Pat Mahomes.
Okay.
At 2, I have Joe Burrow. At 3, I have Lamar Jackson. At 4, I have Josh Allen. At 5, I have Aaron Rodgers. At 6, I have Justin Herbert. At 7, I have Jalen Hurts, and I'm just giving them up. I'm taking last year out, giving them a pass. At 8, I got Trevor Lawrence. At 9, I got C.J. Trout. And 10, and I know this is cheating, it's honorable mentions. I have a gluttony of people. I'm going to go with Brock because I'm 49, but I have a tie between at 10, Brock, Deck, Love, Tula, Baker, Kurt. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. But my 9, I'm happy with. And I would probably go Purdy because I'm a 49er fan. But 10 got harder than I thought.
So what I think is very obvious about the list now, number one, it's Pat Mahomes, and then there's a gap.
Yeah.
So we have the same 2, 3, and 4. But I've got the order a little different. If you could tell me Joe Burrow's going to stay healthy for the next 10 years, I agree with you. There's something about when you watch Burrow, you're just like, I don't know, man. I believe in that guy. Like, it's just, there's something, there's like, he's got kind of like that serial killer, like, instinct. And it's just, we've seen the ACL. We've seen the wrist. He got hurt. Part of the reason why he wasn't playing at Ohio State and he got passed by Dwayne Haskins is he got hurt there. At LSU, he stayed healthy, but my big problem with Joe is Joe likes to hold on to the ball to try to make the big play downfield.
Mm-hmm.
And we understand it, but that also opens yourself up.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe has done a little bit better job of it. It used to be like his first couple of years, like I felt like he'd take off and run and lower his shoulder, and he's realized, like, I can't do that anymore. So I don't have a problem putting him at 2. I put Allen at 3. I put Allen at 2 just because I think he's durable and he gets a lot of flack for, oh, his team can't get over the hump. And it's like he can't. If you go and you look at almost every playoff loss they've had, it ain't his fault.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're talking about his playoff losses, his first year they have a 17-0 lead in the fourth quarter over the Texans. They blow that lead. And then his other losses are to Mahomes and Burrow.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, I'm not really faulting him for that. In the playoffs, he's got 28-4 touchdown interception ratio. Like every time, like when I think about losing to the Chiefs last year, I don't think, you know what the problem was? Was Allen. So I think he just has this, he's just kind of like he's Dan Marino in the generation where there's just these other greats. It's like, I feel like he does it more on his own. The other problem with him is most of his turnovers come when he's playing bad teams. Last year, best record in the NFL against playoff teams. He was 6-1. But he's like, he'll throw 5 picks in a Jets game.
Yeah.
So you're just like, well, what are you doing? Like, that to me is the bigger problem with him. So I went Mahomes 1, Allen 2, Burrow 3. And the reason why I put Lamar 4 is I just can't get out what I've seen in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And my thing is, though, Lamar, like the one thing I do know about Lamar is if Lamar's playing, my team's relevant. And so I keep that. Like, in the end, yes, he's running into the same thing where he's running up against other greats and he's not quite at that level, but I still think to me, is clear number 4. This is where I think this starts to get impossible. because I have no problem putting Aaron Rodgers five. If you tell me that Aaron Rodgers is going to look, let's say he looks like his last year at the Packers, where it was not quite as good as it had been the year before, but I just don't know what a 40-year-old looks like that's coming off of an Achilles. But if Aaron Rodgers is still somewhat close to that form, I'm with you on five. The one that we're going to have the biggest disagreement on.
Who is your five?
I'm going to put Rodgers. I'm going to agree with you with the caveat of I'm fine putting Rodgers there. Like, I'll trust that Aaron Rodgers is still capable of throwing the football like maybe one of the all-time greats that we've ever seen, just in terms of pure arm talent. This is the one that we're going to disagree on the most. I got Jared Goff at six.
Oh.
I think Goff is criminally underrated. When you look at all of his numbers and you look at, in the end, like, it is kind of about wins. I mean, Jared Goff's not the reason that the Lions weren't in the Super Bowl. It was that they could not stop anything.
Yeah.
The entire second half. And so I think he's criminally undervalued. I think McVay kind of did the move that we were talking about, that it feels like Ohio State has done with Kyle McCord, where he kind of got scapegoated. But dude is a proven winner. Also, maybe just one of the most electric throwers. All right, this is where I'm starting to do this based on, if you gave me the option, would I rather have him or rather have him? My guy at seven is Stroud. I'm putting C.J. Stroud at seven. And I will admit, Stroud has that thing when he gets the ball in the fourth quarter, you think he's scoring. And to me, like, that's something that I've never really known how to quantify, but, like, you just know it. There's a difference. Like, I think it's Pro Football Reference will, like, keep track of either game-winning or game-tying drives. And it's not really what I care about. It's like, if he has the ball and you're on the other side, are you scared? And I started to feel that last year. And if he can like, repeat that, honestly, I'm willing to say by, like, week three, Stroud, to me, can move all the way up to five. And I would even be willing to sit there and go, Lamar got him in the playoffs, but I also was like, it really wasn't Stroud. Like, it was the Ravens just absolutely abused them. But, like, to me, Stroud is that guy that I'm watching. Like, I believe in him.
We call it it factor. He has that. I think he'll be a top 5 to 3 quarterback in a couple years.
Eight, I'm putting Herbert. The listening audience knows how I feel about Herbert. He's like the opposite of Stroud. If he gets the ball and I'm on the other side in the fourth quarter, I feel really good. And he also, he's also anti-Josh Allen, feasts against the sub-500 non-playoff teams. And
he's a first.
Correct. Feasts on them. Then this is where I don't know what to do. So it's like, I think I'm going to put Stafford at nine.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't put Stafford.
I don't know what to do because, but at a certain point, like, I'm giving him credit, and I think he still has enough in the tank. And then I'm torn in between, for my last spot, the guys that I had were Baker, Jordan Love, Purdy, Hurts, and Trevor Lawrence. And in the end, I'm going with Trevor because when it comes down to it, if you put all of those guys up, even though I think Trevor needs to show us a lot more, if you put all those guys up, which is the guy that I've taken, I'm probably taking Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, I think you got to go with that. I actually like, you know, who was your number nine again?
So I put Stafford at nine.
See, I think Trevor is more talented than him, so I think you have to go. And like you say, when it gets to the last, because we Tula ain't in, it gets tough at 9 and 10. I missed out on golf.
Purdy. Kyler, I think, gets forgotten about because he was hurt. But, like, when Kyler came back, I was pretty good.
So is Dak even a – I know his answer. Is Dak
and
even,
Dak and Kirk are the same thing to me.
What, around 15?
Yeah. They're just whatever league average is, that's where I'm putting them.
You know what? I know me and you talked off air because I'm not a big bettor.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what Trevor Lawrence and Justin Herbert do to you. But I love Justin Herbert. I think him – and Joe Burrow are phenomenal. Now, I don't put him with Joe Burrow, but I just, for some reason, he got some kind of weird arm talent that I know it don't always translate to win. And I do think with the new coach, which is the old 49er coach.
Oh, no, I'm terrified.
That I love to death, that no. They shouldn't have ran out of town.
No, I've wanted him to be, when he's with incompetent people, it allows me to, like, because I'm always going to win. But now that he's with Harbaugh, and, like, there's this idea that Harbaugh, like, flamed out in the NFL. His worst year was 8-8.
Yeah, and he did it with outside of Callum. He did it without any good.
Alex Smith.
Yeah, he did it without any good quarterbacks. Like, we always had okay quarterbacks for the 49ers. We're probably the only franchise in the last 10 years. We're literally winning without top 10. We do everything else right. But since we ain't got Steve Young and Joe Montana anymore by a long shot, you know. And I it's something about Justin that I do think that he is a very talented guy.
It's the head coach, grassroots organizer in you. Because in terms of looking the part, mm-hmm. I'm not sure there's anyone better. 6'6", literally makes every throw, great athlete, everything you want, like, says the right things, like, all the things that you want from your quarterback. Like, but it always comes back to me. I hold these two thoughts in my head. The age-old adage, quarterback isn't, or wins and losses isn't a quarterback stat. I get it, but it kind of is. Like, usually the greats win. And so, when you've got a losing record and everyone's telling me you're the most talented of a generation, I kind of hold it against you. And it's like the same thing. It's, if we're just ranking on regular season, well, Dak has to be in here.
Oh, yes, for sure. We regular season.
And I mean, Kirk, I mean, that's the thing. You look up every single year, and Kirk Cousins has never really done anything that wowed you, and you look up, and he's like, he's got 5,000 yards, and his team won 12 games.
If he take the Falcons to the playoffs, I will call you personally and say, when we do another one, I'm putting him in the top 10. I don't care
Okay, but what happens, though, when he takes him to the playoffs, and then they get beat in the first round?
But the Falcons haven't been, unless I'm wrong, haven't been to the playoffs since the Super Bowl, right? Am I wrong?
I think they went the year after.
They went the year. So we're still talking about maybe 5 years?
Oh, I think I'm going to pass that. Dude, I think it's way more than that.
Yeah, so I think him taking them period is like a huge success story.
Yeah, but there's also like all this.
They roster pretty good. Yeah, so I was just going to say that about Justin. Do you think the Chargers roster is great, though?
Weapons aren't, but I trust Harbaugh.
Okay. But Harbaugh, I'm saying before Harbaugh got there, because I know you big on him for not winning, but
yeah,
I'm saying.
I think that he's had great weapons. Okay. And then this year they don't, because they've gotten rid of all of them because they were aging them out. But I'm scared to death because he's got Harbaugh, and I think Harbaugh's going to figure it out, and he'll figure out a way to unlock the most in him. All right, that was fun. God, I love quarterback play. When we come back, we tell your story next right here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. All right, Herd. The great thing with media days going on is that means we now have football coaches talking. And for football coaches talking, there's nothing better than for tell your story. Like, I could have gone with G.J. Kinney, who thanked his wife starting at his media day, thanked his wife for inducing labor before football started. Football guys are unbelievable. But I got to go with, for today's tell your story, Kirk Ferentz. We have the potential to be a really good offensive team this year. I have potential to still be an NFL quarterback. I have potential to win all my bets. It's theoretically possible. That is the ultimate, don't tell the story, tell your story. Yes, potential. It is entirely possible. Never forget, 13 points per game offensively scored during conference play. I want to thank David Cobb for joining the program. If you missed anything, be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For Dennis, for Coach, this is Jeffrey Sand. Thanks for listening. Keep listening. Gabe Kinn Show's coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.